Hey guys, Jake Woods here to tell you about Amazon through the Amazon tab on FatGuyRadioShow.com. It's simply the best way to support this free show. When you shop Amazon, think FatGuyRadioShow.com. Amazon has everything you need at some of the best prices. Shop Amazon today at FatGuyRadioShow.com.
This is your boy, Corey Blaze, and I want to thank you for subscribing, downloading, and sharing Fat Guy Radio Show. Without your continued support, we wouldn't be able to bring you this free show. So on behalf of all of us here at Fat Guy Radio Show, I say thank you. And now, here's an all-new show. Quick, go gather the kids. Now, where the hell is that chipmunk?
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Here is your first stunt. You each have to lie in this coffin covered with worms and bugs. The three of you that can last the longest will move on to the next round. Rita, you're up first. Climb on in. All right, we're gonna have to add a few more to the mix.
Oh, God.
Oh, Joe Rogan, you're crazy.
God, one of them tried to crawl in my mouth.
1 minute and 42 seconds. Wow. All right, Ty.
I'm gonna tell you something about me, Joe Rogan, that you might not know. I smoke rocks.
Technically, you can stay in there as long as you want.
You know what? I think I'm gonna take a nap. Oh.
Are you gonna take me home tonight?
Fat Guy Radio Show. From the BDB Production Studios in Glendale, Arizona, a suburb of the Valley of the Sun, it's Fat Guy Radio Show. Featuring Corey Blaze. And now, here's Corey.
Queen. That was it. Here it is right here. What is happening right now? Fat Guy Radio Show for July 19th, 2014, live from Studio G in the back of D-Tay's dressing room at the BDB Radio Network. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Fat Guy Radio Show, and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fat Guy Radio Show. Spread the word about the show by sharing, liking, and following Fat Guy Radio Show. And when you share the show, look what I can do. Today's show is brought to you by the Amazon Back to School Special, boys. Here we go again. Back to school means back to Amazon. Amazon has rounded up all the back to school and off to college essentials. Avoid the snot-filled, sneeze-covered uniform bin at your local department store. Amazon's Back to School Specials are not only time and money savers, but they're hygienic.
What?
Amazon has specials on everything like bat mittens.
And hot plates.
And hot cakes.
And coffee mugs.
And top ramen.
And dartboards.
Bikinis.
And notepads.
And the women that come with bikinis.
And feminine hygiene pads.
Oh, like Corey's Playtex gloves?
Amazon has it all. Shop at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon and bookmark it, please, folks. Well, hell, the gang is all here. Well, 3/4 of the gang is all here. We are one weird, awkward-ass producer down.
We are one shrimp short of a Barbie.
We are 2 floors short of the elevator going to the top.
We are one tool short of a shed.
We are one slice of bologna away from a sandwich.
We are one crown less of a full box.
We are one wheel missing from a car. All right, well, I'll give you that one too, D-Tay. All right, folks, welcome to the show.
God. What's going on today?
Limping out of the gate. Good God, we're limping out of the gate. My energy level is low, but we are here and ready to go. And for those of you that are watching us on the stream of you, also known as Ustream, Jake is on the ones and twos today, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
What can possibly go wrong?
Everything.
Can you give me the producer cam?
It's already on.
But the
you want the sound of? Well, it's not really producer cam. It's your camera just pointed in the producer area.
Well, that's disappointing.
I'm sorry. Well, it's just been one of those disappointing type of days for me. But I'll give it to you anyway. There you go.
Yes.
Yeah. That's all he wanted.
Yeah. He just wanted his sound.
That's all he wanted was the sound effect.
I wanted the power. That came
I am now the producer. Yes! Yes!
So Philippius is not here because he can't control his own life.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And bladder.
He can't control his bladder. So Philippius, I guess he deserves a day off every once in a while. But I think it's kind of funny that he only takes days off when his Bill or his sister has commanded that he be somewhere.
Yeah.
They forced him.
His Bill. Isn't that his sister's husband?
Yeah. Bill stands for brother-in-law for all of our new listeners. B-I-L. Bill. Brother-in-law, because he has 14 of them.
So not like Bill Cosby.
No, nothing like Bill Cosby.
Not William.
No, not William.
Not William.
Then put the turtle put in the pretty pop deal.
No.
That was the best impression I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, was that a Bill Cosby impression or was that Bill Cosby in the bathroom? Because that was really low, like
a little bit of both.
Good night. But Philippius he's not here, and it's nothing wrong with that. That's fine because it's gonna go well, right, Jake?
Screw him.
I'm a little nervous, DT. I don't know about you, but I'm a little nervous.
Listen how great this sounds. This is the greatest sounding show you'll ever have.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
But we thank Jake for stepping up and stepping in. This is the time for him to actually utilize that audio engineering degree that he has.
Yeah.
That he paid an arm and a leg for?
Yeah, arm and a leg and a left testicle for. Absolutely. I do have one
I've made it big in the industry.
You are huge in the industry.
I've finally produced Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hey, that's that's an accomplishment you definitely want to run home and tell everybody about.
I've made it.
We made it.
We are no longer the worst.
You should hit him with the Price is Right bell.
The Price is Right. There you go. We are no longer the worst.
The boom 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 boom.
It's on the back of that.
Well, he's still a loser.
Yeah, that's true. Jake, producing this show really isn't all that great. Hosting this show really isn't all that great. All right, enough self-deprecation. The interesting thing is that we're no longer the worst. But I have one burning question, though. Why is security here?
Because we made it. We need security now within the studio.
We are L-list celebrities, possibly by the end of this episode, M-list celebrities. There is no need for security.
Hey, we got them stalker fans.
Look at him. He's sitting there with a hot dog.
Little D's still trying to break in. Well,
and he also has something to eat. Oh! Nothing? Nothing?
Right. I get it.
Did you get it?
That was a gay joke.
Thank you very much.
There's nothing wrong with that. I don't judge you for that.
Not on this show. Yeah. We love you, and we will love you forever. Nobody can see you nor hear you, but it's actually kind of fun to talk to
you. But not like that.
No.
We don't love you like that.
No.
Like that.
No, security, I love you like that. And I want to love you like that. You should see our security guard. If for those of you that went, last time he was out was at the barbecue festival in Scottsdale, and that was him coughing. And the and what he does, he doesn't carry any he doesn't carry any firearms, he doesn't carry any cuffs or anything like that. What he will do is he will arrest you with his sexy security eyes.
He does have some pretty amazing eyes.
I should not feel the way that I feel right now with the eyes that he has in his head.
Like, have you ever seen Tangled?
Yes.
And
no. You know,
in Tangled, the bad guy, in Lance Ryder or whatever his name was in Tangled, like he got people to do things he wanted with a smoldering look.
Yeah.
And that's what security does. He just hits you with them eyes and says,
look.
You don't wanna harass these guys.
Security doesn't have a real name. We just call them security, doesn't it?
Or is it like Puss in Boots?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Oh, I'm so cute.
Yeah, that's what security guy does. He just does that with his eyes. And then you're like, I don't really want to harm anybody.
Yeah.
I just feel all warm and fuzzy inside now.
Yeah. And when you snap out of it, you find yourself in Madison Street Jail.
Yeah.
That's the powerful of security's eyes. It's amazing. We do the show from a bunker in the bottom of the BDB Radio Network studios. But the only threat we have out in the parking lot today is a homeless guy that keeps whizzing on the side of my car. Other than that, there's not that much of a threat.
We should put security on him because we call security. His real name is Ka.
Ka.
From Jungle Book, the snake.
Okay. That's a new
follow
sound bit.
Follow me.
That's...
follow me. Seven times
I love
with the
that
eyes.
Movie, man. Okay, I gotta find it now. There's just no way we're gonna be able to get past that. Okay, pad for me, boys, while I do that. Because there's just no way we're gonna be able to get past that without me finding it. Ka from Jungle Book.
Yeah,
Ka from Jungle Book.
He'll get you to do whatever you want. Just don't get his tail wrapped up, because then he gets like an accordion when he walks off. What about you, Jake?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen The Jungle Book, Jake, or is it too old for you?
No, I've seen The Jungle Book. I don't know.
It probably is too old for him, because it was already out when I was born.
Isn't it called Trust Me?
It's kind of an old movie, dude.
Yeah.
When did that movie come out?
1980-something or whatever.
Like, yeah, that. I was born in 89, so I had to be.
It's you.
Yes, Man Cub. So nice to see you again.
I always thought he sounded like Winnie the Pooh.
He does.
Doesn't he?
The same guy, I think.
Is it?
I don't know.
Certainly.
I'm trying to get to the song.
Trust in me.
That's our, and then Mowgli's eyes go in those horrible, and this is like an 8-bit cartoon. There's no shadowing, no shading, no gradient whatsoever. It's completely visual, but this is trust. There's our security guard. He's right there.
You can sleep safe and sound.
All right, enough of that. I'm sorry. All right, I couldn't get past it. That's so funny. I want that in the instant replay machine. When the intern comes back, tell him I need that in the instant replay machine.
I will.
All right, folks. For those of you that are following us on Twitter and Instagram, the boys, 3/4 of us, went to an outing last night, or were invited down to old Tempe, Arizona.
I thought it was called Tempt Me.
There was a tent going on while you and Philippians were playing Find the Nipple in the Line. But the old Tempe, Arizona, we were invited down to the Tempe Improv, and we saw Michael McDonald, who, by the way, Jake, I know this doesn't affect you because you don't care, but he did favor the tweet that we mentioned him in.
I care about that. That's awesome, man.
Why didn't you care about the Gavin DeGraw thing, as I digress, because you upset them, too? A couple of people sent me a few tweets talking about they loved your music corner, but they were mad at the fact that you downplayed the Gavin follow.
I don't know what to say about that.
Well, the thing is, believe it or not, I'll defend you. I honestly will defend you, because if not anything else, when I listen back to the episode, you did apologize.
Did I?
Yeah, it was passively aggressively apologized, but you did apologize.
He's like, wait, I actually apologized?
I apologized to Corey Blaze?
You did!
What?
That ain't right.
I know, it never happens ever on this show, but
I must
happen.
Really value my job.
I know.
So
that's
how
I got this producer role.
Yeah, it's cherry, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't it great? Until you mess something up and I lose my cool. Here's the thing. We go down to the Tempe Improv, and we see Michael McDonald, famous from Mad TV. I did not know he was tied to Cougar Girls, by the way, DT. I had
Yeah, I didn't know that either. I found that out last night.
That was breaking news whenever it
was
felt
he,
like
was
breaking.
Was he the guy on Mad TV that was like, look at me?
Yeah,
at me.
Yeah, Stuart.
That's why we did the bit in the beginning of the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy's funny. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for joining the show, Jake.
I'm supposed to know, like, who all these comedians are. I don't know.
We know who all your Nirvana people are.
You know who Nirvana is. Who doesn't know who Nirvana is?
I actually don't know who Nirvana is.
You don't know who Nirvana is?
I know who Nirvana. Don't turn on me. We were ganging up on the boy
first.
Yeah.
But you don't know who Michael McDonald is?
No, obviously I do.
Isn't he the dude that sings, follow me?
He is Stuart from Mad TV, made famous from Mad TV.
Yeah.
I thought that was Will Sasso.
No, oh God, he drives me nuts. But I'm not going to say that because Mike McDonald, hopefully he'll follow us on Twitter, but he might or may not be listening.
If
right
it's
now,
not Key and Peele, I don't care.
Key and Peele?
From Mad TV? And now they have a show called Key and Peele?
They weren't on Mad TV. Oh, they were. Yeah, they were on the newer Mad TV. when I think of Matt TV, I might go to like Will Sasso, the mom from Family Guy.
Yes, I can't remember what her name is, but yeah, absolutely.
Ari Spears.
Yes,
yep. And Michael McDonald.
That was a good cast. The newer cast, I didn't kind of get into it after the Michael McDonald kind of moved on from that and moved into something else. But it was kind of cool to see him. So we go out to the Tempe Improv. We got a call. I got a big hot call on Wednesday from the Tempe Improv office, and they're like, "Hey, do you guys want to come out and see a show?" And I was like, yeah, why not? You know, it's Michael McDonald. And quite honestly, I had just read the email stating that he was going to be out and doing his stand-up there. And I had saw him when he had played a few years back. And it was a different Tempe Improv. Since then, it shut down, reopened, and remodeled. Now, it's still cramped. And I love you, Tempe Improv, but you know it. It's still a little cramped in there because we were pretty close. I mean, if we didn't know each other well, we definitely knew each other well at the end of that live stand-up because it was definitely some tight quarters.
It really was. I mean, I was hot already because we were living in Phoenix, you know, so it's a little already on the warmer side being in Arizona.
Of course.
But I mean, the back of my neck was sweating because that lady's breath was on me the whole night.
She was pretty, though.
She was cool.
There was one couple. Where they put us in the sardine can, there was on the left side of me, because I was facing south, and Philippius was sitting next to me, which is what I didn't want, because I wanted Sexy Mocha Cup sitting next to me, because, you know, I was going to do the whole hand holding under the table with thing.
Maybe some of that popcorn action.
Yeah, a little bit of the popcorn. Yeah. Yeah,
like,
cut a hole.
Like from the Dave Chappelle show?
Yeah, we're going to cut a hole in the bottom of the popcorn bucket, and we're going to find out who's going to find the lucky worm. That's what I had planned on doing when we were at the 10 p.m. Improv, but no, the Mexican boy decided to saddle up next to the big guy.
Well, you could do the same to him, though.
Well, yeah, but it's just a
lighter shade. He wanted to find the snake. He didn't want to find the inchworm. Difference.
There it is. This is what I wanted to find, DT, right there. I see you, big boy. But the thing is, we were sitting there, and the Mexican boy was sitting next to me, also known as Philippius on this show. And so because he had taken DT's chair, I made him study the menu and order everything for me.
Yeah.
There you go.
Which was hilarious because he can't read English.
Right. That one caught me off guard. He can't. He really can't.
Hilarious.
Slow down, Philippians. It's pronounced the. And he was fine after that.
Yeah.
But so we get shoveled all in. You know, we get there. The first thing is first is that you guys all know it's very well documented. Yes, listener girl, I said it. I am a planner. When I itemize my day and my time, I expect things to go that way. I am a planner. I am a communicator. When I say that the show starts at 4, the show starts at 4, not 4:01, not 3:59. 4 o'clock is a jet plane drives down the front of the studio
now.
What the hell is Jesus, Peter.
Malaysian Airlines.
Oh, yeah. They shot that one out of the air, too. We're going to get to that later on in the show as well. That airline really just needs to just call it quits.
Yeah, dude.
But however, I digress on Malaysia. When I specify time, boys, you know, 4 o'clock, we're here. Producer has a certain time call, which he missed today. And DT has a special call time, which he missed today, but at least he communicated, unlike the sit-in producer, but we're not going to get on that, not throwing no stones.
I told you what happened.
Yeah, you told me what happened after it happened, not giving me a heads up, but I digress once again.
I'm sorry, I was driving, man.
I digress once again. So, when I say, here's the plan, that's what I expect. And then I give everybody the opportunity to throw in their adjustments if need be. And then that way I can readjust the plan according to whatever everybody else has input. Basically, so I don't feel like a dictator saying this is what we're going to do because this is how I want to do it. That's not the case. Well, I had planned everything last night to the minute. And unfortunately, someone who I love dearly, yes, in that way, threw off my plans from the beginning, which just tilted my entire night. And I tweeted it out on Twitter, @CoreyBlaze, if you're following me, what happened. And on the other side of this break, we're going to get into why, when the planner plans, we must execute the plan. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back after this on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
AJ, you may remember me from the show called Little Fella Radio. Well, I'm back and I ain't that little anymore. And I'm back for Little Fella Radio Season 2. Check it out on LittleFellaRadio.com. I talk about everything in my Little Fella world. Listen to Little Fella Radio with me, AJ, at LittleFellaRadio.com, a part of the BDB Radio Network.
All right, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by our electronic cigarette friends, Halo Cigs. School's about to resume. Rather, you're sending those little nose miners back to sending them back to school, or your baby is starting kindergarten. It could be a very stressful time for you, but smoking traditional tobacco products when you're trying to hug your kid goodbye is no good. But vaping is fine, and you won't singe their hair when you pull out of the hug. Who wrote this? Now we're setting babies on fire.
That's what we do here at Fat Guy Radio Show.
You won't singe their hair when you pull away from the hug. And the other parents won't talk about you behind your back about poisoning your kids because they'll just think that it's a pen in your mouth. So when your kid is screaming he doesn't want to go, vape. When your kid calls his teacher a bad name,
vape.
When you realize your daughter just got picked up by a boy and walked to school, vape.
Vape!
Halo Cigs, no smoke, no smell, all American made products. Halo Cigs e-liquids also come with childproof caps. Halo Cigs, through the Halo Cigs banner on our website, fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs. Halo Cigs, I'm vaping, baby. Give it to me, DT.
Halo Cigs. I'm vaping, baby.
At least you're vaping and not texting during my show. All right, folks, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, he's going to learn about being a studio G. It may or may not be his first and last time. So when I plan out a day, it was going to be fine. That's the way I expect it to go because I'm not very well with last minute changes. I'm just not really good at it.
Yeah.
So the plan was, Mr. D-Tate,
yeah,
that I was going to go pick up D-Tate from his house,
mm-hmm,
which, according to Google, is roughly about 26 miles from my house.
Okay.
And I sent him a text message, and I said, hey, D-Tay, this is what time the show starts. This is what time we need to be there. This is what time I'm going to be at your place. Did I not send you that breakout?
You did.
I did. Can I give
two of those times?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay. Show starts at 10.
It's 10 o'clock start time.
He wanted to be there at 9:20.
They advised us to be there at 9:20.
Okay.
What time frame did I say I was going to be at your house?
8:20.
Through
8:30.
8:20. That gave you a 10-minute window.
Yeah.
Okay. So because I understand how dark you can get at times, skin color wise, I drove up at 8:29, even though I was on the street at 8:20.
Right.
Well within my window because the color of my skin is misleading to how I follow my schedule.
Dang.
Yes, I am throwing stones.
Real racism.
I drive up, and I don't normally, and I know this is probably a dick move, and I own it, but I ain't coming up to your door. Have your phone in your hand. I'm sending you a text message. Bring your ass out.
That's why Corey's single.
Exactly, because I send her a text message. She never comes out. I drive the hell off. That's exactly how I roll.
You're like, listen, bitch. Get outside right now.
Get your ass out here. Papa Bear is waiting.
I told you, 8:20.
You better be looking good. So I send
some waffle fries.
I send this sexy mocha cup a text. Papa Bear is outside. And then nothing.
I didn't have my phone on me.
Of course you didn't, but yet when the whole night you were hanging out with me, your phone never left your hand. Shut up, you. So,
because I got it charged.
I then got to get my fat ass out of my vehicle, walk to his door, and ring the doorbell. Doorbell rings. Boom, boom, boom. Yes, it sounds like the NBC peacock. He opens up the door. He opens up the door, he ain't ready. I need 2 seconds to iron my shirt. I don't know. I understand you small, but your shirt ain't that small where it take 2 seconds to iron. And I said, 2 seconds? You got 2 seconds. That's what he asked for, Jake. That's what I gave him. So I turn around and I start to walk away. He going to open up the door like he going to invite me in for coffee and tea or something. We got a show to make. I ain't here for cordial visit. We on our way to on the other side of town because he lives about 2 blocks inland from California and Tempe is about 2 blocks inland from New Mexico. We got a long ass way to go. I ain't got time to come and sit on your couch and pet your dog. We got to get to the show.
You're going to turn down going inside of his place?
I ain't need to go inside his place right now.
It wasn't that kind of visit.
It wasn't. Thank you.
It could have been that kind of visit, though.
Ask him what time I got into his car.
Hold on a minute now, Mocha. So I turn around and I start walking back to the car. I'm like, you got 2 seconds. That'd about 4 more seconds longer than it take me to get my fat ass to the car. But I'm going to give you the 2 seconds. And then out of his mouth, them beautiful lips sitting over there on camera 3, he says, okay, 5 minutes. I turn around. I pivot on my left foot. I look him dead in them sexy little eyes. And I say, you ain't got 5 minutes. You got 2 seconds.
That's exactly how he said it, too. His Bernie Mac came all the way out.
You ain't got 5 minutes. You got 2 seconds to get your sexy ass in this car so we can go on Tempe.
I was in his car before he got in his car.
No, you weren't.
Nah, I wasn't.
I sat in my car. I had enough time to tweet out, I hate waiting. Why am I waiting? Hashtag steaming.
Hashtag teenage girl.
Pound steaming.
It don't matter if you was in the car on time. You should have been standing outside that door. I sent you that text letting you know that I was going to be at your house between 8:20 and 8:30. I sent you that text at 11 o'clock that morning.
You did. You did. He did.
You have no argument for
that. I have no argument. It's very well documented. I'm very poor at managing my time.
Horribly.
And I made the mistake of getting engaged in a very deep intellectual conversation about the movie Troy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I would love to talk about Troy for a couple hours.
It was very good. I was telling my friend about the movie Troy.
You could have kind of...
I was showing him the beginning scene. But once Corey rang my doorbell and everything, it didn't take me the full 5 minutes that I had asked for. I was in his car. We were out and leaving. At 8:34 or 8:33?
Yeah, 8:33 because it took you... I rang your doorbell at 8:31. That was 2 minutes and 17 seconds from the time that you put your hand because I was sitting there watching
the
clock.
That's not 5 minutes. That's pretty good, man.
Yeah. No. That's not pretty good because he was supposed to be there between 8:20 and 8:30. I was there well within that bracket of time, and this is what he did not know. And I'll share a little bit of the blame in this, just very, very little, a very minute segment of the blame.
Very minute.
I didn't let him know that the Mexican boy had hoodwinked me and flim-flammed me into coming and picking his ass up, too.
And zazzle-zooped you.
And zazzle-zooped me as well.
Bamboozled him.
So not only did I have to go pick up the mocha cup, but then I had to flip up and pick up the jalapeno, and he lives in Central Phoenix. The mocha cup didn't know that, so I had to drive from the mocha cup's house to Central Phoenix to pick up the jalapeno, which was another 33-minute drive. How do I know a 33-minute drive? Because I Google mapped this son of a bitch. I knew exactly how long it was going to take to get from my house to D-Tay's to Philippius's and to the 10 p.m. prop because I am the planner.
So how late were you for the show?
We weren't. We were on time.
Not only were we on time. Remember, I told you the time we were suggested to be there by 9:20.
They told us to be there because we had to be at will call.
You want to know what time we got there?
At 9:30.
We want to know what time we got there. We pulled up and parked the car. I looked at the clock. It was 9:16 when we got out that car. Because you know how I knew it was 9:16? I looked at the clock, and we had so much time that Corey decides, you know what?
I'm going to vape
right now. We stopped and sat there while he vaped.
Wow.
And then he got mad at me for checking my phone.
No. Well, I did get mad at you, but then I stopped because I digressed because that's another thing. Just like security was doing right here to my right. I'm in here slaying the dragon, sweating, peeing on myself with a half chub, and he's sitting over there not paying attention to nothing that's going on, sending a text message that's rude, and any radio professional will tell you that. But I'm not going to look over there at him and give him the stink eye because then he will completely render me helpless with them sexy security eyes.
He's tweeting about the show.
He is not tweeting about the show. He's on Instagram. only liking pictures of D-Tay because that's what he does. He only likes pictures of D-Tay.
He's like, wow, this show sounds so great today.
And then he
can't believe it. Tweet.
And then he thinks that he's getting back and trying to make good by just going through our Instagram page and just liking all the pictures in random and a row because he's like, okay, if I don't like any other pictures, Corey is going to continue to bash me and he won't contract me out for the next time I need to protect his body. But that doesn't help because then I go through and I look at the Instagram and it's like security like this one, security like that one, and they're all within seconds of each other, which tells me that he just went in and he just liked all of them. But if I go back and look at the time and date stamp, the first picture he liked was D-Tay.
Well, of course.
I'm going to have a mild cardiac infarction again today. I'm fired up, and I'm just pouring it out on everybody. Jake, you just sit over there and keep looking pretty because I'm coming for your ass next.
Oh no. What'd I do?
I don't know. Nothing. I'll probably make it up. So finally get the Mocha Cub into the car, and I'm flooring it. I'm breaking laws. We're flying up the street. We're ready to go, and then Mocha Cub.
Because you were so late.
Right. So then when I and then Mocha Cub moves my hand out of his lap, and he looks over, and he says, Corey, I know I went to my car for something. This sexy son of a monkey here left his wallet.
In my car.
In his car.
You did it on purpose.
No, I went to my car to get my wallet, and I was like, oh, I got to spray some cologne. Spray some cologne, shut my door, and walked into the car. Completely forgot to grab my wallet.
Yeah.
The reason why I went and grabbed my car keys to go to the car.
And there's a 2-drink minimum when you go to the 10 p.m. prof. So now Corey is not just late, 34 minutes. I got to flip a bitch. Turn back around, go back to his house, which we had gotten a couple of few, 2-3 miles away because, you know, he got in the car. I got him comfortable enough where I could slip my hand over there, you know what I mean, and greeted him hello in the proper way.
Were you wearing shorts?
Give me a nice little reach around.
Yeah, a nice little reach around.
No, I wasn't wearing shorts, but I was wearing these nice little leather pants.
Yeah.
See my junk
he got really in nice. There. I wretched around and wretched off. That's exactly what happened when he got in. So I had to pull my hand, put both hands back on the steering wheel, and
you guys make me feel
around.
Uncomfortable.
That's the whole point.
I feel sexual tension, and it freaks me out.
It's extreme sexual attention because D-Tay, I want you.
Oh, so not I even sexual attention. Around. It's sexual attention.
It is sexual attention, Jake. And you're just mad because you're not getting any. So I flip the car
I'm so
around.
Far away from you.
I drive D-Tay back to his house. We pull through the big, huge magic golden gates that, for some reason, protect his neighborhood. Even though you get in there and there ain't one HOA to be found, but they got great big, huge ass gates to get through. I don't know why the hell you got so many gates. I don't know that many people that want to try to get up in there and get none of y'all got up in there.
I don't know either. My neighborhood's an asshole.
Yeah, so I drive through the gate, scrape the whole side of my car, just get right in there, and D-Tay hops out of the car. He knew. He was feeling the tension at that time, Jake, that I was irritated that we were running late. So I didn't even bring the car to a full stop before he tucked and rolled, flipped the door open, tucked and rolled, and drove to his car and grabbed his wallet, jumped back in, and then we sped off again to go get the Mexican boy.
He's like, I'm getting this damn wallet before I get killed.
Yeah.
So when we get to Philippians' house.
You're like, I forgot something else.
I would have stabbed him. So we get to Philippians' house, D-Tay, and you saw how it went down, right?
Yeah.
I pulled up.
We didn't come to a complete stop for. We were honking a horn. Like, we turned the corner to go to Flippy's house. The horn was already honking. You had little Mexican kids come from every house.
Yeah, they came out. They thought it was an ice cream truck. I don't know what happened.
Either the ice cream truck or their dad was coming to visit them or something. I don't know what it was. But they were just running out the house. And then out of all of them, you see the biggest Mexican kid.
Yeah.
And that's Flippy's. And he's like, oh, that's me, ba 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 ba.
Oh, ahí, ahí, ahí.
I do this with these.
Uno, dos, tres.
Y su muy.
Chimichanga.
Chimichanga.
Burrito.
All right, go on with your story.
That's all Philippia said when he came out of the house.
Yeah.
Well, but at least he had a good time with Philippia.
But I pulled up, I tooted my horn, bump, bump, and the little Mexican boy magically appeared in the back seat. He knew when to be there, what time to be there, didn't make me wait, nothing. Got in, and the first thing he said to D-Tay was that you were late. He knew immediately because he saw it all over my face. You know what that song say? It's written all over your face. It was. It was written all over my face that D-Tay made me late. So we throw the little Mexican boy, not in the back seat, but in the actual tailgate because, you know, he's not worthy of riding. That's just wrong. I'm sorry.
We tied him down with bungee cords.
Lord forgive me. One. Just one. Just one, but right across the abdomen. One bungee cord.
I like this. This is like story time for me. It's
and I
awesome.
Told him, I said, hold the hell on, Mexican boy. We got to speed. We got to speed down the 10.
He hopped on the freeway. He was pulling up for dear life.
He was crying and stuff.
He said, slow down.
Alto. That's stop in Spanish. That is.
It's also tall.
It is tall. They don't know whether the people are tall or stop. They don't know.
Yeah.
Ryan, I have to break it down for him on Full Court Press Radio. So we finally, I am beating cheeks, burning rubber, breaking the sound barrier on the 10 to the 202, flipping people off, which is really easy because I have limo 10. Nobody knows anything, and I'm surprised that old DT there didn't take a DT nap. So we get there, we get to the improv, and we check in. Jake couldn't go because he had to work. Yeah. And so I threw the last ticket out to Ryan Scott of Full Court Press.
Yeah.
And for those of you that are new to the show, he got married in, what was it, February or March?
May,
close enough.
No, you're right, March.
It was sometime March. This year. He got married, so he can no longer go out and have any fun.
Right.
So
that makes sense.
Ryan couldn't go, so ended up leaving a ticket in the box office. And I told the little 14-year-old girl that was working behind the magic glass there that, you know, if somebody didn't have a ticket, just go ahead and give it to them, because the Tempe Improv had given the show 4 comp tickets to come and see Michael McDonald. So we get there, we check in. We're probably, what, DT, about maybe 30 people back from the front of the line.
Yeah.
So it wasn't too bad. So we're standing there, and we're doing, you know, and of course, you know, two cute little girls walk up. I turn around, do the whole waka-waka with them and everything. So they shuttle us in. They shuffle us in there like a herd of cattle, and then they start the whole... I mean, the place... I love you, Tempe Improv. I really do love you, but the place is not fat people approved.
No.
It is not fat. The place looked beautiful, though.
I like that, though. I kind of like that it's like this small, little, intimate thing.
I don't.
He likes that because he likes to weed the fat people out.
I guess so, Jake. Now the truth comes out, doesn't it?
Yeah, you fat person, son of a...
You fat hating
son of a bitch.
You fat hater.
I know. I wonder how, like, Gabriel Iglesias feels about playing there, you know?
He's playing there, too. He's coming, and Bill Bellamy is there. So they funnel us all in there, and then something miraculous happens. Big Daddy over here, you know I play in the big leagues.
Of course.
Financially at times. So I sit there and I order the house drink, which is a sangria drink.
Strawberry sangria.
Strawberry sangria, and it was absolutely delicious.
It was. It was very good.
It was exquisite.
So Philippius follows, and he's like, I have the same thing he's having. Not even realizing what it is. He heard alcoholic beverage. DT follows suit. These little foofy ass girls.
Hold up. Now, the reason why I follow suit, yeah. I got an explanation as to why I follow suit.
Please.
I like sangria. I go to Applebee's, I get the red apple sangria. It comes in a big old bowl thing, has all the fruit in it. It's delicious. It doesn't look girly. It tastes delicious. I love it.
It is girly,
but it doesn't look girly. And you know what? It gets you messed up.
Yeah,
you drink enough of them, you get messed up.
And that was my goal, and I promised him that, is that last night, my plan was to get him S-faced.
You wanted
off
me
of a 2-drink minimum?
That was the minimum, not the maximum, Jake.
Yeah, that means we just have to start off with 2 drinks.
I was
Jake.
Ready to melt a credit card to get him liquor knockered last night.
Yeah.
Didn't work. So they ordered.
It didn't work.
You ordered the sangria. But one thing y'all didn't notice was the cost.
Because there were no costs on any of the drinks there. Only thing that had cost was the food.
No, there was a cost next to on the menu. There was a cost for that drink.
No, there wasn't, because that drink wasn't even on the menu. I checked for that drink on the menu 4 times. 4 times I checked for that drink on the menu. That particular strawberry sangria,
yes,
was not on the menu. There was a shore sangria, but didn't have strawberry anywhere in the ingredients. So I know that wasn't sangria on there, but. Because I am a frugal guy. When it comes to my money, I don't like spending my money on things I don't really want to spend my money on.
Yeah, but I'm not a frugal guy, and I just spend it because I want the enjoyment of the moment.
So how much was it?
It was $15! $15! That drink was $15! Had I known that drink was $15, I would have told them they can have it back, and I would have regurgitated it. It was good, but it wasn't that good. It wasn't $15 good. It I got to buy me a whole bottle of something to drink for $15.
It was 15 bucks.
That's crazy.
I can go to Walmart and get me a bottle of vodka and get me a bottle of cranberry juice and have as many cranberry and vodkas as I want for $10. That saved me $5. I mean, I got $5 in my pocket. I can buy me a bag of chips.
And the sangria we're going to be having during Afterburn today only cost the company $4 a bottle.
$4! That means I just saved myself $11.
But I knew that that house drink was going to be expensive. I've been there before. I didn't been to this circus before.
I wish you would have told me. You
I was said, looking. My eyes were the size of saucers wondering, did you guys really just order that? Because Papa Bear was not picking up the bill last night, even though the waiter tried to bring the bill. And what happened? Why? How, did you see how that happened,
by
the way?
I saw him bring the bill. I looked over. I saw that bill. I saw like a six.
There was a comma. I saw
a six and then like three other numbers and then a comma.
And then he saw tears fall out of my eyes.
And then Papa Bear said like this. He said like this, without missing a beat. He's watching the stage like this. He's like.
And handed it right back to him.
And didn't even look at the guy. Just picked it up, handed it to him, said, split that. Never looked at the guy and was watching Michael McDonald the whole time.
That's awesome, dude.
I was pissed.
And like, this was the look on his face the whole time.
I was irritated. I was like, why? What? Who? What? How? Now, I picked up the appetizers. I did that. Okay, you got to give me that, right?
He did pick up the appetizers.
I picked up.
But then again, he ate up most of the appetizers.
No, I didn't.
I mean, look at him. How do you expect?
I didn't eat half.
Hey, you know what?
They got cold and they solidified before anybody got to the good part of the
cheese.
The
wasn't
nacho.
Even that good. The cheese
was a little. It was a little salty. The bacon made it very, very salty. And I picked up a part that just had bacon. There were pieces that didn't have bacon on it, which I was leaving for DT because he said before, you know, he doesn't like to eat the whole bacon thing. But I left there was a pieces up there. But it was tough to begin with because it was potato skin nachos.
No, it wasn't potato skin nachos. They lied. I wish it was potato skin nachos. That probably would have been better. It was potato chip nachos.
Oh.
Ah.
And like they crunched a weird way.
Yeah, I'd
much rather them brought us regular nachos.
Sure.
I think the regular nachos would have been a lot better. If you guys go to Tempe Improv, please do not get the potato skin nachos. They're not delicious.
Well, it's because it's the Tempe Improv.
Unless you're drunk, then maybe they might be okay.
I wasn't drunk enough, but we got to take a break. We're running really super behind on the show. But all in all, I had a good time, though.
I had a good time, too.
Michael McDonald was funny as hell. So
even that front guy was funny.
Yeah, that's so too, from Stand Up Live or whatever he was from. Yeah. All right, on the other side of this break, Jake called it. Weird Al Yankovic released his parody album, Mandatory Fun. And I want to talk about that a little bit because there was a couple of songs on there that I thought was pretty funny. We'll be right back after FatGuyRadioShow.com. All right, folks, you are listening to the sounds of the Motown Miracles. And we got to tell you, folks, this portion of the show is brought to you by the Apache Gold Casino presents the Motown Miracles featuring Sydney Justin for one night only in the Apache Gold Casino Pavilion. The timeless foot-tapping Motown Miracles featuring my friend of the show, Sydney Justin, will be live August 16th. Tickets on sale now and are just $20, 20 bucks to see the moves, hear the voices, and feel the love as the Motown Miracles perform timeless hits like Ooh Baby Baby, Tears of a Clown, and my favorite, Love Machine. Come join our friends Sydney Justin, Cordell Conway, Melvin Bridges, and Carrie Justin of the Motown Miracles in Globe, Arizona. All of our East State friends out there, head over to Globe, the Apache Gold Casino, August 16th, Saturday night. Tickets available at apache-gold-casino.com. That's apache-gold-casino.com. Bring the family. It's family appropriate. We'll be there dancing and singing along with you. Apache Gold Casino Entertainment presents the Motown Miracles. Tickets on sale right now. And for those of you that are watching us on Ustream, you are being treated to the last concert, some clips from the last concerts of the Miracles down at the Comerica Theater. And they just cut a rug. Come join the Motown Miracles. Tickets are just $20. Visit apache-gold-casino.com four tickets. This is a show that is going to be absolutely amazing. We'll be out there. Come by, shake our hands, say hello. It's going to be a really, really good time out there. And we thank Sydney Justin for, you've heard them on the show. They've been on the show.
Yeah.
And you've had the opportunity to meet Melvin and Cordell at the barbecue.
Yep.
At Bootleggers.
Bootleggers Modern American Smokehouse.
Yes, absolutely. And I believe Sydney Justin will be coming soon to Full Court Press Radio to talk some football.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
What's that?
That is definitely coming up very soon. So we will be out there August 16th. Yes, we are taking a road trip. That is going to be fun because it's going to be a road trip because Globe is about 2 hours away from where we are.
Yeah.
And we're going to trek all the way out there. So we would love to see a lot of our listeners that are out there in the East Valley. If you're in Mesa, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump. Tempe, it's a hop, skip, and a jump, and a twist. And from Phoenix, it's a hop, skip, and a jump, a gas refueling, and a twist, and you'll be there. So go out there, and if you're over the age of 21, you can gamble a little bit. And if you hit big, just do us all a favor and shop on Amazon through FatGuyRadioShow.com. Well, Jake, last week you had mentioned the fact that in quick passing, you mentioned Weird Al Yankovic. We were talking about the Beat It thing with Michael Jackson and how he did the parody. Well, he released another parody album that came out called Mandatory Fun.
I actually heard some of it. It's pretty amazing.
Did you play some of it? What did you think about it while I try to pull up some of it right now?
Dude, I thought, you know, it's classic Weird Al, man. It's good.
I just seen Weird Al Yankovic in a Epic Rap Battle of History.
Yeah. He just, who was he?
He was Sir Isaac Newton, I believe.
Yeah.
It was him versus Bill Nye.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I thought it was pretty good, and I was like, man, Weird Al Yankovic still doing parodies? Nice.
Yeah, man.
I didn't realize he was still doing it, and Jake, I think I have the one that, did you hear Happy? Oh, Jesus, of course they got all this other stuff. I'm pulling this from YouTube.
Yeah, this is the one.
It might seem crazy wearing stripes of plaid.
He doesn't look that bad to be 80.
Every meal I've had. Sounds like Weird Al, too.
He does,
yeah.
He didn't take time. He didn't take a lot of time to put this out.
To see a show, but I'll make you pay.
Yeah, because all these songs are still super popular. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm tacky. So, Weird Al Yankovic.
That's amazing.
And you know, and I read just this morning that that album is already looking at going number one on Billboard 200.
I believe it.
Oh, nice.
Because he did a parody of Blurred Lines too, which has been blowing up on the internet. Kinda.
I thought that was a pretty fast turnaround because I had just saw that come across the wire this past week. And I'm like, Jake was just talking about that. It's stupid funny though. It's still funny.
Yeah. And it's still like not offensive at all.
No.
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's just Weird Al, man.
Because I saw him. Awesome. I saw him. He took the song Royals and made it Foils. I was unhinging my jaw laughing at that. It was hilarious.
I gotta hear this now, man. I really liked his song when he was doing like hip hop when he did
White and Nerdy
parody on Riding Dirty by Chamillionaire. He said, I got my calculator, my pocket protector. Like, it was funny.
I'm on my lawn and plaid.
They trying to catch me white and nerdy.
I haven't seen that one.
It's hilarious.
It's a classic, man.
I'm going to check it out. We're going to have to pull our shirts off and just sit around the studio in the dark and watch some of his videos.
Sounds great.
But yeah, Weird Al Yankovic came out. It was stupid funny. It was hilarious. Now, we hinted at this a little bit earlier in the show. The Malaysia Airlines company, once again, this is all over the news. Another plane down and gone. Some very interesting happenings before this whole thing went down. Why is this company still flying planes? They lost one.
What are they gonna do? Like, stop?
Yeah, stop. Like, exactly. Stop.
Malaysia, you can't fly.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
what are they supposed to do?
Stop.
So no one can go in or out of that country.
There's buses and trains and boats.
Buses and trains and boats. Oh my.
They really, dude. No one has this many plane accidents in one year.
I know, man. It's crazy. Like,
it's ridiculous. And now I understand that this one, they're saying, reports are stating, and I'm just stating reports. Reports are saying that the plane was shot out of the air.
Yeah.
I seen a video, a supposed video of it, and that plane did not look like it was shot. There was no smoke coming out of that plane. That plane just went up and fell down. But, I mean, what do you expect when you make your planes out of tinfoil, paper clips, and bamboo sticks?
And Elmer's glue. You just can't do it. They need.
And that's probably why Duke Nukem's out of bubblegum, because they use all of it to
build
make
that
plane.
Absolutely. Yeah. And even a terror, and people are saying, some people are saying, oh, it's a terrorist attack. Even a terrorist profile. Terrorists don't want to shoot a plane down. They get no gratification out of shooting a plane and it falling out of the sky. They want to utilize the plane to kill more people. Ergo, 9/11. They didn't shoot those planes out of the sky. They want to take them. They want to hijack them. They want to hold them for ransom. That's what. But that's just a profile of a terrorist. So they can't say it's all of a terrorist attack or whatever it is. But it's really weird.
It still could be a terrorist attack.
Okay, but why was Malaysia flying over the Ukraine?
Yeah. That's.
Yeah. Do they not have TV?
It's all weird. And I wish I could say more about it. I just don't know much about it because I just kind of heard about it the other day.
Yeah, I just heard about it this morning. I'm not going to lie.
It's ridiculous that this plane was shot out of the air. There was one American that was on board, unfortunately.
They said there was a whole bunch of HIV experts on there.
Something of that
nature. They're
trying
to keep the HIV virus alive and kill everybody who knows anything about how to cure it.
We learned about that last night, too.
That's conspiracy that's going around.
Whoa, that'd be craziness.
Right.
Because they want it what, DT?
Because they want to keep the HIV virus alive and killing people so they don't have to actually go out and start shooting people. And then so in order to do that, they kill all the experts who are working to try to, you know, get this HIV epidemic under control.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them were on a plane. I don't know what the heck they were doing in Malaysia. I guess Malaysia is the HIV capital of the world. I mean, they got all them prostitutes there.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah, that's why I want to go. But I can't go there because I'm not flying on their plane. They need to get it together. They shouldn't be flying in the air. They really shouldn't. This is ridiculous. This should not. And then this is the one thing. This is the last point I'll say before we go to break. The guy that's getting a lot of press, that's being mentioned a lot, that tweeted out a picture. A dude that was about to get on the plane tweeted out a picture and he said, hey, if this plane goes down, this is what it looked like. LOL, waka waka. Dude died on the plane.
That sucks.
That's crazy.
That sucks.
Let's take a quick break. And on the other side of this break, we are going to find out what the hell Corey is tweeting. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show.
You gotta bring up the audio for this, buddy. What you think about
me? Hi, this is Ryan Scott.
And this is Daniel Taylor, inviting you to check out Full Court Press Radio on FullCourtPressRadio.com.
Part of the BDB Radio Network. One great thing about our show is our producer doesn't talk.
So it's a lot less likely that he screws up our show every week like Philippius on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Another great thing is we aren't hungry and winded after we make it up the stairs to the studio.
And finally, our white guy doesn't talk about bands nobody cares about and eBays.
So enjoy our Totally Us,
Totally Sports,
and Totally Loud Show every Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. on FullCourtPressRadio.com.
It's us. It's sports. It's loud. I won't try to
argue. All right, folks. Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by the Amazon MP3 store. Folks, every song played on the show over the break music, even the intro song, is all featured in the Amazon MP3 store. All you have to do is just click it at the scroll at the top of FatGuyRadioShow.com, and you can get all your songs starting at 89 cents, and according to Jake, all the way up to $2,000. But Amazon MP3, I'm telling you what's great about this is all the songs through Amazon are cross-platform. You can play them on your Droid devices, your PC, your Mac devices, your Samsung devices, whatever they are, no matter what it is, if it's MP3 compatible, it can play any song downloaded through Amazon. And even if it's a song that you don't hear on the show, you can still buy it through the Amazon MP3 store. And we thank you in advance for supporting the show in that way. And just a little glitch, Jake, you made it 50 minutes through the show without glitching it.
Hey, man. I think I did all right.
All right. Well, I'm glad you feel that way.
Oh. That ad was offensive.
I didn't write it. I just read it.
He showed it. Or I wrote it.
That's even more offensive.
That's why I did it. All right, folks, it's that time for what the hell? Okay, Jake, bring up the iPad level, baby boy. It's now time for what the hell is Corey tweeting with DT on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Hey, everybody, this week on what the hell is Corey tweeting? The real Corey Blaze, at Corey Blaze, tweeted out 5 hours ago, not everyone is cut out for this thug life of internet radio. This is proof I'm living it. Pound domestic. Pound high life. And it was a twit pic of his Playtex blue cleaning gloves. What the hell were you tweeting?
Well, I'm going to have to correct you on that. Those Playtex gloves weren't blue. They were purple.
Oh, were they purple?
They were.
Just like Willy Wonka.
Yeah, they were purple gloves. And
oh, okay. Well, the color of the gloves on the box is blue.
Oh, yeah. They were actually purple.
Oh, so they're purple inside.
They're purple.
I have a question for you.
Yes. I'll entertain a question.
Well, it's not a question. It's more of a statement.
Okay, I'll entertain your statement.
How can you put thug in the same statement as Playtex brand anything?
Because it's a thug life, yo. You know what I'm saying?
How thug is it? How thug is it to clean your house with the same with a product of the same people that make stuff that plugs up your girl's
JJ? Oh yeah. Oh well.
There's something you don't know about me.
I smoke rocks.
It's not very thug at all.
It is a thug, and it was a play on the whole thug thing, and I thank security for not opening up that mustard-laced hot dog during the show, because that would have made my stomach turn. The thing about that is that I have such an exciting life that I decided to tweet out a picture of my new dishwashing gloves because I have dainty hands.
They are dainty and
thank
cute
you very much.
And adorable.
I appreciate that, Jake. You can touch them after the show.
I will.
And I want to protect them from the hard water. That hard water and soap deposits from when I was washing dishes, and I knew that I needed some new gloves because the gloves that I had bought were a size too small, and I don't know if you've seen them, DT, but they were purple at the top, and then they had the cuff, and it was a decorative cuff.
I remember those.
Yeah, I had those, and they didn't fit too well, and my big dainty hands, my meat sausage fingers busted right through those, so I had to go out and get me some new gloves, and I decided to get some Playtex ones, and that's how I live my thug life, because, you know, this radio gig is pretty tough when you have to go out and buy your own gloves.
Is it weird that I got slightly aroused when you were explaining that your fingers just burst through the gloves?
No, Jake, it's normal.
Is it weird that I got slightly aroused when he says sausage fingers?
Ooh, sausage fingers.
Whoa. Oh, man. If you're not watching on Ustream, folks, I don't know what the hell is wrong with you. I'm telling you this right now. Before we get out of here, what's really important is I listed this on the show notes that Justin Bieber, he keeps posting up these pictures on his Facebook page. The boy really just needs to go ahead and just do a porn. He's just angling towards
Wait,
it.
We're actually talking
his
about
music
Justin
career
Bieber?
Is going to... Oh, damn it. I thought I was going to get to it. My show notes are all messed up because my computer froze. All right, let's see if I can fake it. I'm going to try my best to fake it because my computer is frozen, or I'm going to sit here and pad for another few seconds while I bring up my notes on my phone because I'm really smart like that. But today's show is brought to you by the Amazon Back to School Specials. Folks, avoid the fecal lace, sneeze, snot-induced uniform bin at your local department store and do it safely and hygienically through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon, where you can find all of your great deals, these and more, on fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon, and bookmark it, please.
Hey, this show can't be rebroadcast, reproduced, or redistributed without the written consent from an authorized representative of BDB Radio Network.
Very good, Jake. You did that from memory. For advertising on... Oh, I'm forgotten to switch this. Yeah, for advertising, and our website was also designed by Elite Web Management. Our program for advertising email, we're just flailing like a flounder at the end of the show.
Dude, I got this iTunes.
All right,
I got
good.
This.
All right, you got it. For advertising on Fat Guy Radio Show, email info@BDBRadioNetwork.
Hey, guys, we're on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace. I don't know if we're on MySpace.
We are on MySpace.
We're on MySpace.
Hey, ho!
Check us out on iTunes. Click the subscribe to us on iTunes. Our show is live on Ustream every week.
Yes, we
and
are.
And then after Ustream, it goes straight to Vimeo, so you can check us out there.
Yeah, it does. Absolutely, Jake. Very good. Horribly done. All right, folks. Well, after
I didn't even have a read. That was amazing.
That was wretchedly wicked, just like my advertising script read was horrible.
It was radical, dog.
Yeah, we're just spinning out of control. We're just
after the levels is a blog by Corey Blaze. You can catch up on the show, and I don't know the rest of that.
Thank you. See, you tried to jump in there, and you got your face bit off. Just sit over there. You know what? Damn, you looking fine as hell today, boy. You thought I wasn't going to get to it today.
I thought you wasn't.
After the Levels is a blog by Corey Blaze. This is my daily blog. Check it out on afterthelevels.com or click the banner link on our website. For Fat Guy Radio Show cast and crew, I'm Corey Blaze saying, skinny people, that's you, security. Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. See you at the top.
Bye-bye.
Like all his Instagram pics. You thought the show was over? Not so. Gotta remind you about fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors. Get over there now, fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor, and tell us about it if you have a good experience. And now, this is the real end.
One, they're running it by itself.